The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Oh, it is a really, really good day. It's the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Slide, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. Now, today is a lot of things. It's the first day of June. It's the last day of school, at least for my kids out here in Southern California. And also, finally, or as The Rock used to say, finally, the NBA Finals are starting tonight. Game one, Heat and the Nuggets. And we are entering today on a very, very good note, because yesterday the crew coming through strong. Once again, first five, see ya, showing up in a major way. One and pushing one. Prop Stars nailed the Braves first five. And how about AB? Too strong, but 7-3-1 across the board for the crew today. Also, one final little note. As we continue to evolve, as we grow the brand, today will be day number one. And I want you to show her all the love that you show me and everybody else, for Amazing Grace will be the new host of Early Edge and Five starting today. And we could not be more excited for her. I'll still be around, but this will be her show now. Good luck with Frick and Frack. Now, with all that being said, let's bring in the stars of the show, because it's a busy day. So we're going to go five wide today. Allie's here. The counselor is here. M Squared is here. And, oh, it must mean we got some fights this weekend. Danny Brasco is here. Let's not waste any more time. Let's jump right in. I already said it, gentlemen and ladies. Game number one. Now, I saw a little interview last night with Jimmy Butler. It made me pause just a second. Because everybody I see is on the Nuggets. The number now has come down to 8.5. The total has come down to 218.5. So, M Squared, I'm starting with you, big boy. Are we, we're not even fading or following. What are you doing with game one?
For me, it's Denver or nothing in this one. Personally, I think it's just a really difficult spot. You know, we talked all season, really, anytime the Nuggets play, but especially in the postseason here, there's no bigger home court advantage in the NBA. That is especially true in this particular spot. Look, Miami, they flew directly from Boston out to Denver here. Obviously have been away from home for a little longer than normal in the postseason. Just played a ton of minutes. The altitude, Denver's rested. They're going to push the pace. It's a new matchup. Spoelstra is one heck of a coach, the best coach in the NBA right now. It's going to take a game to make the adjustments here. I think this is all Denver early. I'm going to be playing some alternates at 15.5 and 19.5 as well.
Real quick, what did you do for the series, or what are you leaning into for the series?
It's boring because it's exactly what the market expects, but I like Denver in five here. It's the most likely in the model. It's the most likely in the market. It's Denver in five.
Yeah, that's kind of been hovering around plus 250, plus 260, depending on where you get it out. Counselor, talk to me. Game one, your thoughts.
This is a tough one because I like everything that Mike said, as usual, but I got to be on the Heat here. This is not something I'm going to bet because of some of the reasons that Mike laid out, especially having to fly straight to Denver on very limited rest in the Mile High air. But let me just remind everybody what the Heat have done, not just in the playoffs, but in game one. So against the Bucks, game one, which they won, by the way, they were 9-point dogs. Against the Knicks in game one, they were 4-point dogs. Oh, they won that one too on the road. Then again, on the road against the Celtics, what were they? Oh, look at this. 8.5-point dogs, and they flat out won that one. So I'm sorry. I am just not going to bet against the Heat at this point. I've seen enough from them to say either I'm laying off or I'm taking the Heat.
you rarely have the scenario, Counselor, do you, where a team could sweep, but the other team could cover every single game. That's what we're staring at here with this big of a spread. This never happens. The series price is north of minus 300. What do you think about that, Counselor?
I just think it's too rich. I think it's way too rich. Listen, it's going to be hard for Miami to steal a game at Denver. I would, if I like Denver, I think that's an okay number. I mean, it's a lot to lay, but I'd almost be hoping that Miami pulls out like game one or game two, and then I can get a much better number on Denver. But listen, I just don't want to bet against the Heat. And I frankly, I don't want to take the Heat either. This is one where I think I need a little bit more information from a matchup standpoint. How is Spoelstra going to handle Jokic? What matchups? What rotations? Is Highsmith going to be involved in these rotations? Zeller? Like, we don't exactly know. Tyler Hero? So he comes back in game three. I think I want to wait to see game one and see how close this thing is.
Translation, follow my guys on social media. They are the best live bettors in the business. M Squared and the Counselor. Follow them. They will tell you what to do 5, 6, 10 minutes into the game. There's a lot going on here, a lot to unpack. Danny Brasco, I'm coming to you. Your thoughts on game one.
Yeah, I'm loving both the points from my colleagues here, Counselor and M Squared. I'm going towards M Squared's side, though. I just think the matchup is going to be too difficult and too tough of a spot for the Heat to hang in the altitude, like he mentioned. And look at this. I mean, in this rest advantage spot, a team that has more than a week rest facing a team that's coming in on 1 to 3 days rest after the first round, 17-5 against the spread for the team with the rest advantage. Not only that, but the stylistic matchup is so much different than the Celtics' war of a series they were just in. The Nuggets are going to play really big, and the Heat don't have the bigs to match. So like M Squared mentioned, Spo, fantastic game planner, but I think it's going to take a little bit. Jokic playing with the ball in the center of the court as that 7-footer facilitator. I mean, how do they match? Are they going to run that zone against him? He's going to pick that apart. Are they going to playing man-to-man? I think it's going to be too much to handle, and I like them in a big way in game one. I think they'll cover this number.
All right, a lot of good analysis, but use it for yourself. Hashtag educate and entertain. Knowledge is power. But don't come at us and say, oh, you said this. You got all the information from three of the best minds in the business. Use it for yourself. Now, I've been telling you about the Early Edge Takeover, and it is truly happening. I will be on today at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Last night, we destroyed it on the 6 p.m. show. Mikey will be on today at 1:30, 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. I encourage you, just go to the CBS Sports app. It's right there. Hit HQ and get all the knowledge, more than what you get right here. But we're also, as I said, right here.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Love it when you all at home listen. Michael says, if you like the Heat tonight, FanDuel and Caesars has +9. It pays to shop around. We say it all the time. All the time. All right. Now, it seems like it's been 2 weeks since any hockey has been played, but it hasn't. But we have a series that nobody predicted. The Florida Panthers. First time in the Stanley Cup final. No S. Final. Since 1996. Vegas, they're a relatively new franchise. They've been there a couple of times in the last 5 years. So, Allie, I'm coming to you. Here are the prices for the series. And specific, which way are you going in the Stanley Cup final?
This is hard because I'm a Knights fan, so I kind of naturally have to lean towards the Knights. But I think this is going to be a great series. I do think that Vegas is definitely going to get that first game at home. And you said, Coach, nobody predicted this. I will say that I did tweet a few weeks back that I did like to see a Knights-Panthers Stanley Cup, just by the way.
that you would like to see it? Or that
would be pretty cool.
Oh, it would be pretty cool. All right, so that's sort of a prediction. We'll take it. All right, so Allie's kind of leading towards Vegas. M squared, coming back to you. What does the model tell you?
It is a slight lean towards Vegas. Look, the Florida Panthers, very similar to the Miami Heat, continue to overperform expectations, whether you look at expected goal models or just look at the teams and where they were throughout the courses of the season here. You know, Vegas, I do definitely think they grabbed the first game. If you're looking to back the Florida side, I personally would do it in the middle of the series and not pre-series like this. Look, Florida, again, they're breaking every expected goal model because Bobrovsky in net has been fantastic. He's just been absolutely incredible. Can he keep it up? He obviously has thus far, but I do think Vegas is the better team here in this spot. So I'm going to lean to the Vegas side, but it's going to be one of those that definitely is going to be a very competitive series.
Yeah, competitive. The entire playoffs in the NHL have been unpredictable. So maybe this will be the same way. Allie, M squared, thank you very much. Now my man in the chat saying it like I like to hear it. So many of you, I lose it. Ryan says, listening, learning, and still working at all at the same time. Love the early edge team. That's something none of us can do. We either have to work. We can't multitask. But Ryan, I'm glad that you can. And we're glad that you are here. Now, this weekend ends a lot of things on the pitch. You know, soccer worldwide, it's like a 10-month season, but we're getting to the very end. And on Paramount Plus, you guys have loved it all year, and it ends this weekend, Siri.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're damn right, and Champions League and everything else. Europa League, Europa Conference League, we got it all at Paramount Plus. Now, it's time for our board, coming off a 7-3-1 day on a day when the Memorial has kicked off. The French Open's on my TV right now. We got day baseball. That means we're fired up. That means that one of my crew members is elevated, designated, just like the Memorial. So, M squared, if you don't mind, you know the drill, son! It doesn't matter if it's the French Open, the Memorial, baseball, basketball, hockey. My man can absolutely do it all. So, if you don't mind, sir, please. Give it to me.
All right, Coach. Yes, we're enjoying life over here. It is a beautiful time. We've got the French Open. We've got day baseball. That's where we're headed right now. Look, I like the under in this game with Max Scherzer on the mound. We're talking Mets, Phillies, under 9 here. I think this is a very generous line when you consider how successful Max Scherzer has been at home. Literally hasn't given up a run at home. It's a small sample size of 11 innings, but we have a much larger sample size on his overall career in this particular spot. And then you look at the park that they're playing in general. It's just a really friendly pitching environment. In terms of park factor, this place here ranks 28th in Major League Baseball. Just a great situation overall for Scherzer. On the other side, you've got Taijuan Walker. Look, he's been fine with a few of his pitches. The four-seam fastball absolutely crushed. He's had a lot of success, though, with the sinking fastball and the split finger. I expect him to throw those pitches a lot more here against this Mets lineup. The Mets lineup is one that's not going to strike out a ton. They will put balls in play. However, we're not too concerned with that when you consider the park that we're playing in here. Could lead to some quicker outs, keeping that pitch count down a little bit, allowing him to maybe pitch a little deeper into the game as well here. But bottom line, I love the game at 9. I made the number down to 7.8. I think the market should be set at 8, 8.5 at most. Very friendly to keep a push alive at 9 runs.
No, very, very good information. Mikey, real quick, the Laced Gravy says, thoughts on a moneyline parlay between Denver, NBA, and Vegas, NHL, at plus 126?
I don't mind it. I think that you'd be better off just playing Vegas in regulation at almost the same price point and not including that. I don't mind it, though. I think that they both should win. But, you know, the Vegas game is very much a coin flip still, despite leaning there.
There you go.
Especially with all the extended time off. You talk about the time off for the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Both teams having time off in the NHL is a big deal.
Yeah, rust is a real thing. Rust is a real thing. And getting your wind back is, you just can't fake that when you're having a scrimmage and it's not a game. You just can't fake it. Mikey, as always, thank you very much. Now, Allie, I'm coming back to you because normally first five Sia has the market cornered, but not today. No, 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 not today because Allie's stepping into the ring. What do you got for us?
Yep, so I'm going to go with the Blue Jays first five minus half a run, minus 135 there. I think we just kind of have a clear pitching kind of advantage here with the Blue Jays with Kevin Gausman, especially at home. He has a 2.10 ERA, and then when you kind of flip it and then look at Freddie Peralta, him on the road, he is like above a 6 ERA there. So I think that with the Blue Jays losing yesterday, it's going to be kind of a nice spot for them to bounce back and get back to that form that we saw in the first game of this series when they just kind of really explosive in the beginning, and I think that they'll do that on Peralta today.
It's been really hard to watch some of these teams like the Blue Jays. Every team's going to go through ebbs and flows. But when you bet on a team like what the Braves or whoever, and they don't deliver, it stinks when, you know, they're supposed to.
Absolutely.
Right? Right? Thank you, Allie, very much. All right, now, this man can do it all. And I didn't even know that when we found him. But now he's become something that we can't live without. But this week, it's all about the fights. And when the UFC or PFL or Bellator take a week off, we feel it. We feel it. But we're back this week. Danny Brasco, I love your videos on social media. Give my man a follow on Twitter. He's always trying to educate and entertain. He takes care of his brand within the brand. I say it all the time. You're up, big boy.
I appreciate you, Coach, and you're right. Last week without UFC, I was walking around looking like the Pablo Escobar Narcos meme, just completely beside myself, didn't know what to do. But we're back, and we got a UFC fight night ahead of us. Main event, Kai Kara-France versus Amir Albazi. People might not know Albazi. He is a very talented grappler, but man, this is a huge step up in competition he's going against KKF for. And Kai Kara-France lost his last fight to the champ, Brandon Moreno, for the interim belt. He's coming back here looking to bounce back, and I think he does so. I'll be taking him on the money line at minus 110. Look, his nickname is Don't Blink. I mean, this guy has lightning fast hand speed. Boxing on the feet is going to be the biggest advantage in this fight, I believe. And for the grappling advantage that Albazi has, Kai Kara-France has this uncanny ability to get back to his feet or to avoid submissions, even against the best of the best. When it looks like he's dead to rights, the chokehold is completely sunk in. He refuses to quit and finds a way back to his feet. This is a 5-round main event now. I think that favors Kara-France too. As they say, every round starts on the feet. And I think if he can stay off his back long enough, he's going to pile up points on the scorecards while it's standing, get it done with the boxing, and maybe win this fight by a nice decision. So I like KKF on the money line here in the main event. Now going all the way down to the first, down to the undercard of the first fight, I'm taking the dog, Felipe Lins, here at plus 115. I think this is a good matchup for him against Maxim Grishin. Lins has a win over a guy named Marcin Prochniau that I find stylistically very similar to Maxime Grishin. I think he can win similar way. Linz has moved down to light heavyweight, and I think that was a great move for him. He's going to impose his physique. He's a really strong guy at this division. And really, again, the grappling advantage for him will be the biggest advantage in this fight. I think if he takes it to the floor, he's going to have a long moments of control time, and that's going to be the difference in this fight. So give me Linz the dog here and marching his way up on light heavyweight division. I think he's got a good shot to win this and keep moving forward. And then we're going to close it out with a two-leg parlay here. Two fighters that I actually will also be sprinkling to win inside the distance at plus money. A little bonus action for you guys there. But on the money line, I like Daniel Santos combined with Corinne Silva. Daniel Santos is an exciting, explosive fighter. He's been known for his spinning attacks. He'll throw a wheel kick, spinning back fist. But as of late, he's looking more measured. And he's shown a lot of heart and toughness in his fights. I think he's the way more dangerous fighter in this matchup. He's facing a grappler in Johnny Munoz that is a very talented jiu-jitsu artist, but I don't love the way he sets up, kind of throws these pawing shots. I don't think Santos is going to bite on any of those. And the danger is really all on his side. So look out for a big explosive attack from Santos to get the job done. And Corinne Silva looking like a problem in the women's flyweight division. Physique is going to impose her will on a lot of matchups in this division. Very, very powerful fighter and very talented grappler. I think she strangles up her opponent, Ketlin Souza, at some point in this fight and probably gets a submission win. So put those two together, plus worth 113. There's some UFC picks for you guys.
I could not mean this any more than I mean this right now. Do you want to do the work? My man in the chat says, lots of knowledge today, Rex, you think? When I take Danny's bets, I definitely don't blink. I lock them in. That's from Urban. Translation, the man is as solid as they come, and he's on our team. He's on our team. Now, we have arrived at the most coveted spot on the show. And I almost feel like we're getting to a point where First Five Sia needs his own segment on the show, because this is getting absolutely ridiculous. But damn it, we're going to ride it till the wheels fall off. He's got a fresh haircut. The lettuce is looking sweet. The floor is yours.
Coach, thank you very much. And Rex, no thank you to you, sir. That qualifier, lots of knowledge today, more like every day. So I take that as an insult, offense taken. We are going to go back to the Padres. We cashed First Five with them yesterday. They ended up losing the game. Shout out to the First Fives there. But we cashed. It was a close one, 1-0. We're going to have another close one today. It's going to be Musgrove versus Jesus Luzardo. It's Padres minus 115. That's generally where the market is. I think there's some minus 120s out there, so shop around if you can. I think this is really a regression game, and what I mean by that is Joe Musgrove, he's been a little shaky this season. Two of his last four starts, kind of shaky, but honestly, if you look at the advanced metrics, the expected ERA, some of the other stuff, he's actually looking much better than what his 5.64 ERA indicates. Jesus Luzardo, on the other hand, has looked very, very good, did get shaken up two starts ago against the San Francisco Giants of all teams. Long story short, I think both of these guys sort of regress back to the mean, and that's good for Musgrove, and it's bad for Jesus Luzardo. I'll mention Musgrove over his last two starts. I mentioned he had last four starts. He had two rough starts, but his last four opponents, the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers twice. Jesus, and by the way, the Marlins not particularly good against righties, so I think the Padres are in a good spot. I really think this should be like minus 135, but because the Padres are who they are right now, they're just not getting respect in the market, but I think they deserve it in this one. So give me Joe Musgrove against Jesus Luzardo, Padres First Five, minus 115.
1:10 p.m. Eastern time, one of four day baseball games today, so don't get locked out. Do not wait. Now, see, I hate to bring you down, and I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative, but Tubin says Sia is in the bucket seat.
Ouch.
Wow.
That's an insult to Maestro, not me.
That hurts a little bit. And somewhere right now, Buckets has his sunglasses on, thinking about his Vegas trip. He's like, yeah, that is my seat. I really believe he thinks it's the bucket seat. I think he does. And you know he's your number one nemesis. You know that. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. First five, see, it tells you Padres first five on the money line. I had them for the game as well yesterday. That hurt. Two runs in the ninth. Miami wins by one. M squared, Mets, Phillies, under 90. Gave you all the information. Minus 110. Just go book it. That game, by the way, if we're talking about also 1:10 p.m. Eastern time, Allie is on the Blue Jays. First five, you got to lay the half a run, which means they have to be ahead at the end of five, minus 135. That game is at 1:07 p.m. this afternoon. And then Danny Brasco, all three of these plays Saturday night. God, Car France, money line. Philip Lins, money line. And then a little money line parlay. It's great in MMA. If you've never done it, parlays, you know what I say about EC. But in MMA, parlays are a good thing because you can get some numbers that are ridiculous, like minus 400, minus 500. It's a great way to bring the number down. A reminder, we'll be all over HQ today. Mikey, three different hours. I'll be at 3:15 Eastern time. Also, Early Edge and 5 today with Amazing Grace as a host for the very first time. Please set your notifications. Every time we start a show, boom, you will be notified. Great show as always again today. But with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. Brian Tycred, Lebo, Alabama, M Square, the counselor, Danny Brasco, and the snake always on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach trying to keep this brand on the track. We grind for you so we can win with you. Hit the like button on your way out. That's what we're all about at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.